This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. On a cold, wintry day, there may be nothing like a hot, gooey, buttery, delicious grilled cheese sandwich, or maybe 25 of them. We'll have that story in a few minutes, but first, a discovery. 75 years ago today, at Lowell Observatory in Flagstaff, Arizona, young astronomer Clyde Tombaugh spotted a brand new planet, Pluto. It was called the scientific achievement of the century. Since that day, astronomers have been working to unlock the icy orb's many secrets. Arizona Public Radio's Sadie Babbitts reports.
February 18, 1930, began like any other day for 24-year-old Clyde Tombaugh. That morning, at the Lowell Observatory, he set his radio dial to his favorite Mexican station and placed two plates containing images of the night sky on a so-called blink comparator. Tombaugh settled in for another tedious day of looking at pictures through the comparator, a device which allowed him to check photos of deep space against other photos taken days apart. After hours of peering at the photos, he detected a faint object popping in and out of view. In a 1989 interview, Tombaugh said he knew right away he had found a planet.
So it hit me in 1 second like a ton of brick. It was just extremely exciting. And, of course, that made my day.
The planet Tombaugh discovered is tiny, even compared to the Earth. It's also a solid ice ball. For these reasons, many astronomers questioned Pluto's status as a planet. They thought it actually should be labeled a comet. 5 years ago, that decades-long debate was put to rest when the International Astronomical Union declared Pluto was indeed a planet. To present day, Lowell astronomer Will Grundy's answer is it really doesn't matter.
I don't really worry about what the definition is. If it's an interesting object to study, I'll study it.
Grundy is one of four astronomers at Lowell Observatory who focuses on Pluto.
So this column is mass, and this column is diameter.
Sitting at a long table in the observatory's conference room, he hunches over a sheet of paper, scribbling out a mathematical equation to verify how large Pluto is. He says while the planet's size may not be impressive, it does have a unique landscape of exotic ices, such as methane and nitrogen.
Pluto has one of the most contrasty surfaces in the solar system, kind of like Earth, where, you know, if you land in the middle of the ocean, you're going to get a very different impression than if you land in the middle of the Sahara. There are areas on Pluto that are brighter than new-fallen snow, and there's areas that are darker than if you spilled out a toner cartridge all over the ground.
Pluto grabbed Grundy's attention in the late 1980s while Grundy was still in grad school. He says it's a planet that had room for a few more researchers.
It does seem like an underdog sometimes, and students seem to really go for the underdog. You know, we've got these giant gas planets that kind of rule the solar system, which is Jupiter and Saturn and Uranus and Neptune. And then there's this little icy guy, and it just sort of seems like an afterthought, and so people are intrigued by it.
Grundy is so intrigued by this planet that he focuses much of his time studying Pluto's icy surface, trying to understand why the ice seems to move at different times during the year. He says he just wants to find out as much as he can about Pluto's secrets.
What it's made out of, and how it evolves over time, and whether there's other objects like it, and what it could tell you about the time when it formed, and whether our solar system was unusual or more typical. It's not like we're going to see settlements with little green people on them.
Grundy and a team of more than 30 other scientists are working to launch a spacecraft next year to Pluto and into the Kuiper Belt, a region filled with thousands of icy objects. Alan Stern leads the mission called NASA's New Horizons mission. He says reaching Pluto is like exploring the last great wilderness.
It's not only a mission to the edge of the solar system, but it's a mission back in time to study the formation of the planets in the history books. We'll be known for making this reconnaissance the same way that we're known for Lewis and Clark.
New Horizons will cost NASA about $700 million, far less than most missions. It's expected to take 9 years to reach Pluto. For NPR News, I'm Sadie Babbitts in Flagstaff.